Monsieur le Président.
Chair, we're delighted to see you presiding over the work of this group, and we can assure you of our full support. We also welcome the fact that our group can now base itself on a more robust mandate to examine and to formulate certain elements relating to an instrument without prejudice of its potential final format. And we have 3 years to fulfil this mandate, and different points of view have been expressed on this rather long period of time. My delegation believes that we need to use this period of time effectively so that we can progressively move towards a robust, tangible result as soon as possible, whilst seeing progress made every year before our meeting prior to the review conference. We need to straight away focus on formulating the essential elements of a future instrument on lethal autonomous weapon systems, and we thank you for the way in which you have proposed we structure our work this week. Characterization, application of IHL, the human factor, and different mitigation measures are all essential parts of any future instrument. Whilst we start to examine these elements and how they could fit together in the future instrument, we can base ourselves on the work undertaken over recent years, in particular the proposal submitted to our group last year. In particular, we wish to highlight that there are several common points between the different proposals. Even if there are still some differences we need to overcome, these common points are reflected as well in the responses to your guiding questions, which are an additional foundation for us as we continue our work. Suggestions on the characterization of lethal autonomous weapon systems are similar in many different submissions, and there's a great deal of overlap as concerns the fact that any instrument should have at its core provisions on the prohibition and regulation. Opinions are divergent on whether this two-tier approach should be based on the application of international humanitarian law or based on the human factor. It's our view that both elements can coexist. They're not mutually exclusive. Respect of IHL requires human control, and these two aspects are intrinsically linked. We are now impatient to dive into work on these questions on the basis of your indicative timetable. Thank you very much, Chair.